Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people that are working hard at getting the coronavirus and COVID-19 taken care of. And thank you for keeping us all free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, as well as all the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, too, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's an interesting story that just popped up here. You remember the Congressman Justin Amash, the Democratic Republican congressman, who I'm not really sure if he turned Democrat or what it is, but he had it with the Republicans. Remember him?
Oh, yes, I remember. Yeah.
He's from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And he just came out and made a statement that he believes the governor has way overstepped her bounds and she needs to reassess what she's done, because he believes in protecting the constitutional rights of his constituents, his words, not mine, and he believes that she violated the Constitution by what she did.
Well, that's very interesting. You know, mm-hmm. I think he's going to find a lot of Michiganians are
going to agree with him.
They're going to agree with that, exactly. Because, again, the American people, and certainly the folks in Michigan, you know, happy to do their part, but they want to feel like they're partners in this. And they don't want to feel like somehow, some way, somebody else is making decisions that are directly affecting now their lives at home. Because, again, they've left their jobs, they've left their offices, they've been furloughed, they don't know exactly what's going to happen, you know, in the next couple of weeks. They're hoping to get their check here soon from the government.
Those supposed to be here this week.
Exactly. But again, it's going to be very, very tough. And when you cordon off even things like seeds that you might want to just, I don't know, grow a garden and grow some vegetables that you can cook and eat at your own home, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
That seems to be going a bridge
yeah.
too far.
Now, I've got a question here from Paula, and Paula says she's on Social Security. Is it true we don't have to do anything, we're just going to get the money sent to us directly? Paula, if you're getting direct deposit with your Social Security check, you don't have to do a thing. If you're getting a check sent to you in the mail, they're depositing everything via direct deposit. That's the way of choice, and they want people to do that, even if it means people opening up a bank account. But if for some reason you can't do that, then you got to be very careful if you get something sent to you in the mail, because I'm telling you,
people right now are looking for these checks in the mail and not necessarily the people that are supposed to be getting them, if you get my drift.
Exactly right. And
yep.
Something else, too, that that people need to be aware of, nobody's going to call you on the phone to ask you for your bank account.
No.
Yeah. That would be a scam if somebody ever called you and asked you for that in this context. It's going to be direct deposited, or you would be contacted in writing, I believe.
And just to point out the horrible weather we had yesterday, 30 people lost their lives, at least 30 people. There are some people missing, so the death toll may go up. But at the time of the night that we were on the air last night, we had 7 tornadoes on the ground, and I told you I thought I could see 5. There were 7 on the ground the time we were on.
That's right, and at that time as well, we had, I think, 6 people that were confirmed killed.
16.
Yeah, but then it went up, yep. and it's very sad.
Yeah, it went to 22, and now it's at 30, but they're missing some people. And several tornadoes, of course, ripped across the south, the middle Atlantic states, and the storm, for the most part, is gone right now, but a lot of devastation on top of the COVID-19 pandemic, too. And by the way, I'm going to quit calling it a pandemic. It's not a pandemic.
Oh, right. Yeah, but the other issue throughout these storms has been storm shelters or places where people could go. That presented its own problems of trying to make sure that there was enough social distancing, basically. And so, again, you have to listen, make sure, talk to your local authorities or listen for their instructions.
Well, you can't do it the sign of a disaster when you're trying to recover people out of debris and whatnot. It doesn't happen, so too bad, so sad. By the way, Dr. Fauci, his answer on mitigation was not meant as Trump criticism. He explained that yesterday. And, of course, President Trump said that he was not firing Dr. Fauci over it, even though he retweeted something, and at the bottom it said, hashtag fire Fauci. But he said that he just retweeted the tweet that was there. He didn't think anything of it. And, of course, the reporters were trying to nail him for that well, this was on there. Look, and again, that blonde, you talk about dumb blondes. That was a dumb blonde in the way she was acting. I mean, she was really, really disrespectful.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the things that I'm sure some of the folks in the media, they would have loved if Trump would have gotten all hot under the collar and fired Dr. Fauci, because then they could say, do you see, Trump doesn't want to listen to anybody that doesn't tell him exactly what he wants to hear, yada, yeah. Yada, yada.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, repeat after me. I'll tell you what that means when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, and thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that. Kathy Curtis is the girl that does a lot of our liners, and she is a professional broadcaster here in the Tampa area. Does a lot of voiceovers, very good at what she does. This portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, let me tell you that Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for going on 4 years. Now, I heard a commercial, and I had just gotten off Mobic and Flexeril, which was some stuff that prescribed to me by the doctor at the time because of the problems I was having. And the problem I had with that is it would make me a little dizzy. It would make me tired when I shouldn't have been tired. And I said, nope, I've had enough of this. I'm going to quit taking it. So I started to take a leave, and I was taking six a leave a day, and the doctor says, that's not a great idea because you're going to start bleeding internally. And he was right. I did. So I quit doing it. And then the next thing that happened was I heard a commercial for Relief Factor, and I started to take it. I ordered the 1995 3-week quick start, and it worked for me in about 2 weeks. About the second week, I noticed the pain was gone because my problem was not only from arthritis, and yes, I've broken my back, and yes, I had an ankle replacement, and that's between the two of them, that's enough pain for anybody. But if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain or foot pain or muscle aches or pain, then this is a all-natural, non-narcotic product, okay? And you can take this, the 3-week quick start, it's $19.95, and it works for just about everybody that takes it. Now, 80% of the people that order the product off the website that I'm going to give you, it's a website that has been given to me by Relief Factor, 80% of the people that order it there stay on it because it works. So you can start with a $19.95 3-week quick start plan by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, the 3-week quick start plan. Get on it, stay on it, see what it does for you, and let me know, because a lot of people will turn around and tell me how it's working for them, and that's great. I'm glad to hear that. So back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, repeat after me, Kyle. You ready?
I'm ready.
China is not our friend.
That's right. China's not our friend.
China is not our friend.
China's not our friend.
And China is not our friend.
And China's not our friend.
Well, they're not our friend, folks, and I wish the people would get over the fact for anybody out there thinking that they are, because they keep trying to do things to us, and they're not done with this this coronavirus stuff, this COVID-19, there, we already know there's another strain in the works in the system. And oh, by the way, for anybody that doesn't think that this didn't come out or wasn't developed at a lab in Wuhan, China, and came from a wet food market, they're out of their mind.
Well, you know, Captain, a lot of people have some very legitimate, serious questions about the behavior of this virus, number one, how it spreads, how it attacks the human body, and so forth. There's a lot of questions about this, but here we go. We're running into this whole thing about China really not taking responsibility about this. You know, people can talk about pandemic preparations, they can talk about budgets and all these kinds of things, and that's fine, but we're also missing the point. If we don't look at exactly how this virus came about, what its characteristics are, because it does seem silly that somebody cooked a bat, or the bat virus got into a civet, which is another kind of a little exotic furry animal, basically, got eaten by a human. Whatever the story is, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, other than something else happened. But if it is just that simple, I think everybody needs to know. But China's behavior in this, and certainly with the World Health Organization sort of backing them up, it seems, people have a real right to be concerned.
Well, you're absolutely right. And besides that, Steve in Thailand says, and besides that, China is not our friend. All right. Now, it's official. Joe Biden officially won the Wisconsin primary, and Bernie officially endorsed Joe Biden.
He did endorse Joe Biden, so this is quite a development. Certainly, Bernie is going to want to influence the platform as much as possible. So he's endorsed Joe Biden for now, I mean, you know, in terms of his announcement, but I don't think that means Joe Biden can do whatever he wants and Bernie's just going to be there and be, you know, Mr. Supportive. I think that you're still going to see a big, maybe a behind-the-scenes fight. I think that the Bernie supporters are going to be very, very angry if they don't get a lot of the stuff that they want. And it's not going to be a pretty convention.
Now, it's official. Virginia decriminalized, the governor of Virginia decriminalized marijuana possession. But cigarettes there will still kill you.
That's right.
Because they make cigarettes there.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Again, it's the political things that are driving people out of their mind.
And the governor in Virginia is?
It's Governor Northam,
a Democrat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the one that painted himself up in tar paint and all that when he was younger.
He did the blackface, exactly.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
All right, by the way, folks, have you recovered from coronavirus? Well, if so, a United States coronavirus victims class action suit is underway right now, suing China for billions of dollars.
That's true. And again, I think that's a tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's from individuals at this point.
They've already had it, got over it.
Well, exactly. And the disruption to the world economy, but of course, first and foremost, to the people that have contracted the illness and died, people that have lost loved ones, all of this could fall into the category of wrongful death.
Yeah. Now, remember the ex-ambassador to, I believe he was the ambassador to, wasn't he Russia? Wasn't it John Huntsman? And he was also the ex-Utah governor?
Right, right.
He's now qualified for the June GOP primary ballot.
Well, interesting. Well, we'll see about that. I think President Trump already has this thing locked up.
And he's running. But he's running for governor.
Running for governor. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I thought he might be running against Mitt Romney, but no, Mitt Romney's not up for re-election.
Well,
I don't know. We'll see. Now, here's the other thing. 12 states want Donald Trump to reopen the Obamacare enrollment, and all 12 happen to be blue states.
Well, see, that's inevitable in terms of where the discussion on this will go or be driven by some of the political actors here. They'll want to sort of start to bring that kind of thing back, because Bernie Sanders was harping on the idea,
yeah.
See, if we just had universal health care, we wouldn't have a pandemic.
And our friend Dr. Who from the World Health Organization, the Director General, is hoping for funding and U.S. support. Well, I don't think he's going to get any this year.
No, because here's the thing. Again, and that's, Dr. Tedros, as I think he's called by most.
Dr. Who.
I like Dr. Who, too, but exactly, yeah. But the
guy's not even a doctor, I might add.
But he's not a doctor, exactly. But I think people want organizations like that to be more even-handed. And as we do the analysis on this, they haven't been even-handed.
Do you remember the automobile bailout a few years ago?
Yes.
Do you remember the terminology government motors and why we called them government motors for GM?
Right. Well, they got that huge.
And the government literally owned GM for a while, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, now the U.S. government could end up owning 3% of American Airlines because of the $25 million loan that they want to keep themselves in business.
Right, and that would probably be the case, very similar to some of the other quote unquote bailout money that goes to other companies. They want to cap salaries for executives, things of that nature. That comes with strings.
Yeah,
the most.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Amazon, who's pretty much moved out of California for the most part, is adding another $75,000 jobs, and they're going to permit more non-essential orders to be taken for these new jobs, so that they can become the grocery store and the hardware store online.
Well, that's right, and Bezos is taking advantage of that opportunity, one would think, in order to try to fill that gap. A lot of people that have the Amazon Prime, they're very used to, myself included in many cases, where you get something gets to you in a couple of days, that kind of thing. But that's been severely hampered because they have been focusing on the shipments of the medical supplies and things like that. But
and we got some breaking news coming in here from Korea. South Korea says that North Korea has fired suspected cruise missiles, test-fired cruise missiles, trying to be relevant again.
Well, exactly. And they're testing the U.S.
Yep. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment. And, of course, that'll lead it off here. The anticipated South Korea saying cruise missiles. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some people may think it's going to be like a light switch on and off. You know, we're either out and we're in. It's just not going to be that way because we have a very large country.
Dr. Anthony Fauci at the Daily White House coronavirus briefing explaining to the American people the process in which it will be determined how we can all get back to work. Fauci says it will be based on the medical data.
And there are different impacts. As you see, New York is very different from other parts of the country, from the Midwest, from the mountain region. California and Washington, different than New Orleans. So as we discuss and consider the public health aspects, it likely will be something that I refer to as sort of like a rolling reentry. It's not going to be one size fits all. So I don't know what it's going to be yet because we still have time to look at it. There will be recommendations that will be based purely on public health.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by your friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you, and they're ready, willing, and able. All you got to do is go to the website, NAA.edu, and here's more right now about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been closed because of the COVID-19 outbreak, and they are going to be reopening in May. That's the plan, as I understand it right now from them. Not sure when. We'll let you know more. But to find out more, they do have people manning their phones. So you can check them out online by going to naa.edu, and you can also
take a visit to one of their campuses. Now, they've got two different locations, one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, the website, again, NAA.edu, and the phone number to call for an appointment, 800-659-2080. Now, keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy can train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. You will start out with a 40-hour work week, making around $60,000 a year your first year. You had the opportunity to be able to make a lot more money than that, because it's all dependent upon your ability and what you know, your knowledge, and how you can do it. Because the better you get, the faster you get, I'll tell you what, you will definitely, definitely reap the rewards of being an aviation maintenance tech. It's a tremendous career, tremendous opportunity. So take advantage of it by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu, or giving them a call at 800-659-2080. Well, the Pentagon will not increase the coronavirus testing despite the evidence of personnel with no symptoms. Now, as of yesterday, more than 3,000 sailors assigned to the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt have been tested for COVID-19. And according to General John Hyten, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he told reporters that 416 had come up positive, with just 187 showing symptoms of coronavirus, for a total of just more than 600 that had been either positive or already were showing the symptoms of the coronavirus. And this is a problem. This is another reason why that carrier was put out of service at Guam, which is where it's at right now, until they get an opportunity to get all this under control. Now, the Veterans Affairs officers around the country reported the first death of a VA patient from coronavirus back in mid-March. The number of positive cases and fatalities is in the department's health system. It's risen dramatically. We don't know the exact number yet, but we understand we'll be getting a number here shortly. Well, the Green Berets, training for roughly 2,500 students in the Army's special operations pipelines is not stopping for the coronavirus COVID-19 problem, says JFK Special Warfare Center and School Commander Major General Patrick B. Roberson. And kudos to the general. Kudos to the general. Also, the Department of the Treasury and the IRS have announced two online portals where Americans can submit their bank account information if you do not have a bank account, as the Treasury prepares to send checks as part of a coronavirus relief package. You go to irs.gov, irs.gov, and there'll be a little section right there on that website that will say set up account for direct deposit, because that's the way they're going to prefer to do it rather than send you a check in the mail. Too much can go wrong with the check in the mail stuff, we all know. Also, the U.S. and the Taliban are discussing ways to ease the violence in Afghanistan amidst the historic peace deal. Right now, the head of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan met yesterday with Taliban leaders to discuss how to ease the ongoing fighting that threatens the peace deal signed back in February. We'll let you know more as we find out more. And the Pentagon is saying they may relocate one of their two Navy hospital ships. Now, the Defense Department is considering whether to relocate at least one of the two Navy hospital ships deployed to support the COVID-19 pandemic response, as it works with the Federal Emergency Management Agency and Department of Health and Human Services to determine the next potential hotspot for the COVID-19. And I don't know where they would move that ship to. Would they move it down towards Washington, D.C., maybe? I don't know. We'll see. I don't think they'd move it up the East Coast any further, and I don't think the one on the West Coast would move, but I don't know. And also, of the 146 patients hospitalized in the U.S. military medical centers right now for the COVID-19, one-third are in intensive care units, including a sailor from the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt. And by the way, that there was a sailor that died yesterday from the Theodore Roosevelt. Sorry to report that. All right, let's go to the phone lines right now, and let me see. I think I got Todd in Tampa, right?
Let's get down to business, boss. Todd, it's time for the Southeastern Conference to get back to work. Okay, the Southeastern Conference back to work. This is why, okay, we don't live in the... I'm from New York. De Blasio and Cuomo ran that thing in the ground. So did Gavin Newsom in California. It's time for your... Everybody's essential, okay? We didn't vote for this, okay? What we voted for is the American people to live free, be smart, and go back to work, okay? I don't want to see Dr. Fauci ever behind the president's podium ever again, okay? He wasn't elected to nothing, okay? We elected you. And by the way, the 63 million of us who busted our tail to get Donald Trump elected, who was a no-name politician before he came up on the stage, we got to go to work here because we're at war with the left. You understand the DNC, the Chinese News Network, okay, is out there every day blaming Donald Trump for this instead of blaming China. Take our companies like Apple and Nike out of China and take our money out of China and drive China to their knees. You understand me? And let's get back to work and put money in the hands of the American. Turn these lottery rules around. Every American wins $100,000. Don't tell me there's not enough money. Quit borrowing from China. The credit card's maxed out. Let's get back to work and save the country. And don't forget, where's that 436 House members to make America great and 100 senators to make America great? I haven't seen that yet, and I haven't seen your commercials on TV to get everybody engaged because we're at war with the left. Let's go.
All right, and that's Kyle. That's Todd in Tampa, and Todd has worked up this morning. He must have had an extra cup of coffee. Okay, by the way, I want to give out this phone number right now. If you're a veteran, if you're having problems and you need a little help, and maybe you might want to apply for a loan, maybe you're a veteran that owns a business and you want to apply for an SBA loan, you can't quite work your way through the paperwork, this is for you. Or if you're an individual having problems with your mortgage or your car or whatever, the number is 800-827-0648. The number again, 800-827-0648. This is particularly for veterans, okay? And this is the COVID-19 Debt Assistance Hotline. 800-827-0648 for the veterans that are out there. This is not the active military line. This is a veterans line. So active military, you'll have to find out from your commanding officer what the number is there. But this is strictly for the veterans to help them out. And there's a lot of veterans that have been calling me saying, man, this paperwork, I can't figure this out. Well, they'll work with you. They'll help you. So there you go. So help is on the way, as we like to say. Now, coming up in the next segment, we'll take another look at your Truckers Highway and Byway weather and see if anything's changed. Denise Simon will be with us, and we'll be getting after her about the North Korea missile firing and seeing what she thinks, because she may or may not have that news yet in front of her. I don't know. Never know. Sometimes I'm ahead of Denise. Doesn't happen that much, but sometimes I am. Okay, so there you go. Now, if you want to follow the show on Facebook, the Facebook page is simply The Official Captain's America Third Watch. The Official Captain's America Third Watch. Go over there, like the page. And if you want to get in the chat room, where about 75 people are right now, you can jump on over in there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy Mark Walters and my good friend Donna Fiducia, and here we go. That's a little rarer. course, bringing you in there, just want to celebrate, and that's another oldie but goodie. And, of course, songs like that, they just never go away for those of us that remember them back in the day. So there you go. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, wherever you're at around the country. You see one of those, that's America's largest truck stop chain. Pull on in there and give them a try. You're going to be really happy with what you're going to find. Now, here we go. Thunderstorms, capable of isolated severe wind gusts and hail, are expected to develop across northern Florida on Tuesday. Now, much of the nation from the Rockies to the east will see temperatures below average this week, and the core of the cold air will be across the midsection of the nation, pretty much across I-40 and I-20 in between those areas. Now, most of the midsection of the nation could see record cold temperatures possible right in through the next couple of days. And this will go from the upper Mississippi Valley into portions of the plains. Now, all that being said, let me back out, first of all, and go out west to California and get that in there and get Oregon in there. We got a little bit of snow in Oregon on I-5 from Medford up about 40, 50 miles north along I-5, so be advised of that. And then some snow flurries on I-5 coming into California down to Redding. Then you run out of it down there. Then other than that, everything's looking good. In California, in Washington State, in Nevada, in Arizona. However, going back up to Montana and going to Idaho, you've got a little bit of snow in the northeastern corner with Montana in Idaho tonight, around Idaho Falls, it looks like, and maybe up by Montpelier. And then there's some snow that runs right straight up I-15 into Montana, and it pretty much goes all the way up towards the Canadian line, snow flurries. Got some snow flurries over east, up on top of the monument, in between Laramie and Cheyenne, Wyoming, along I-80. And a little bit of snow to the south of Denver and the east of I-25 and down around Lyman, Colorado, southeastern Colorado, as well as some snow flurries in eastern New Mexico, Tucumcari, you're getting some snow flurries there, Amarillo down to Lubbock, Plainview, it looks like you might be getting some snow there, too. Cold temperatures coming out of Midland, Texas, running on an angle up into Oklahoma, then east through Oklahoma City, up through I-44, across I-40 into Arkansas, and I-44 towards St. Louis. The eastern third of Kansas, pretty cold temperatures tonight, hard freeze warning. Hard freeze warning, southeastern Nebraska, and then the hard freeze warning runs right straight across I-70 through Illinois. Half of the state of Indiana has got a hard freeze warning going tonight, as well as the western half of Kentucky. And the southern part of Ohio and West Virginia in the mountains, you got a hard freeze warning going there. You got a frost warning up across most of Tennessee tonight from Memphis east. And then you've got a frost watch, if you will, in the eastern part of Arkansas, the northern part of Mississippi, and the northern part of Alabama, from Birmingham north all the way up. A little bit of rain up in New England tonight, and that's about it. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends, the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. They are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by, and in those Pilots, you're liable to find a McDonald's, a Wendy's, could even be an Arby's. How about a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete lineup? You could also find a Subway, a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. And, of course, in the Denny's with the Huddle Houses and the Mold Southwest Grill, those are the ones that are in the Flying J's, if you will. And remember, Pilot and Flying J, they're still doing their thing out there. You need a shower, that's the place to go. You need to do your laundry, that's the place to go. Now, they just can't converge a whole bunch of people in there because of what's going on with the social distancing. But they do have some tables outside. Now, they did move some things outside when I stopped by the local Flying J here in my area that I stopped at up on I-75 North. We call it San Antonio. So there you go. But it's all good. It's all good. And let's see here. As we're waiting for
Denise to give us a jingle here. There she is. I will let you know that this portion of the program is something that we're always happy to get going here, because it's going to be my first little short bit with Denise Simon. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did North Korea do this time?
Well, this is one of the first times that we have seen that they apparently have some cruise missiles.
Yeah.
We don't know the number. All the reports I'm seeing is several. So we don't know what that number is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is allegedly to celebrate Kim Il-sung, the founder, his birthday, which is tonight or tomorrow, I think. I think it's essentially tomorrow. And North Korea also says they don't have any kind of an outbreak of this virus, which is very suspect, because I think early on I saw some things that said that they had an outbreak. So, the only word that we really have here on this is South Korea. But they're monitoring to see if there's going to be some additional launches that may come with this. And I think we are looking at all the geospatial kind of stuff, and we possibly can, to see what the numbers were. And so, because see, before they were always doing short and medium range ballistic missiles.
Right.
Cruise missiles is a little bit different here. So I think it's got some head sideways on this one.
Mm. By the way, just got a little note here. This is kind of a little funny. Uncle Rick down in Manatee County saying, Captain, I need a haircut. When's the Florida protest to end medical tyranny? That's actually Thursday up in Tallahassee. They got the protest going on to open up Florida. There's going to be right there.
I know there's a very large protest that's planned in Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. And that's going after the governor, too. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would not want to be that governor.
Well, I mean, up there they're calling it, everybody in Michigan's on house arrest. So that's what they're calling it.
Well, you know, something like that happened with the church people down there in Mississippi. I want to say it was Greenville, Mississippi. I could have the town wrong, but they got an attorney. The church got an attorney, and they filed a complaint with the attorney general. The attorney general put the state of put Greenville on notice, and wouldn't you know, the mayor backed off.
Yeah, there's but another place they didn't. Mm-hmm. Everybody got a ticket.
That ticket was revoked or whatever they call it. The mayor took the ticket back. That was just a couple minutes ago. I saw it on the news here. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. But anyway, my point is that these little small cities got the attorney general involved at the federal level. The attorney general, of course, stepped in and said, can't do that. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.